It's the Rosie on the House show with Rosie's friends from the Galaxy Lending Group. We're talking home financing. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Rosie on the House on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in, where this morning we're covering the issue of mortgages because I want to do my part in encouraging you to take that first step up the rung of ladder of America's success, home ownership. It's the very first rung on the ladder. It's the very first step you need to make. And this, for the last year and a half, 2 years, has been an awesome time to buy if you can put a little bit of a down payment together. So we're here with a mortgage expert, Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group. Again, Harold, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rosie.
We're Rosie on the House. We're back at the broadcast office. We have Mike Reisch, our engineer, that makes sure this broadcasts out to all of our stations and reaches all of you Arizona listeners. We have my daughter, Peanut, who is actually our operator and takes your calls, finds out your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is. We have open lines now if you'd like to jump on, 1-888-767-4348. We're very humbled to be celebrating our 25th year on air. Romy, my son's been helping me co-host for about the last 11 years. I appreciated that. He's always in here making sure all the right buttons are pushed and make sure I don't touch anything. Thank you for that. And then, of course, we've got sweet Jennifer, who's been by my side the whole time. Appreciate that.
Surely. Hey, you know,
Boy,
if our listeners heard you mention that first-time home buyer's guide, it's a nice piece of information. They can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll send them that link. Or they can find us on our fan page, and I've posted it there, and that's a good place to find out all kinds of things going on at Rosie on the House.
It really does take you through a step-by-step objective analysis breakdown of which of the several homes you're looking at would make the one best buy. So it's a great little guide we put together after years and years of experience. You know, the other thing that we are is we've got the radio broadcast all week long, but folks, do y'all know we've got a website that lives on the internet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? And you know, every question we've ever been asked on air, the question and the answers posted on that website, the rosieonthehouse.com website is a virtual encyclopedia of information about owning a home in Arizona. It also just happens to be the number one contractor referral directory service in the entire state for the last 4 years. So if you're looking for a contractor or you're trying to get something done on your own, don't touch your house, home, castle, or cabin without getting to rosieonthehouse.com. We run a small home remodeling company up in the Scottsdale area. We don't ever intend to be the biggest. We're just doing the jobs that teach me the most. If you've got a remodeling project, you'd like to get started out in the Scottsdale area. We don't go much out of that area because we're keeping the company small. And we don't like the really big jobs either. So if you've got a kitchen or a bath or a room addition you'd like to talk to us about, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Back to the topic at hand, mortgages. We were talking with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group last hour. I want to finish this conversation real quick before we go to the phones. And John, calling from New River, God bless you for your patience. You're going to be our first caller here. But I want to talk about that pre-qualifying process. We were talking about building people budgets. We want them to build their budget, understand their budget, not plan on spending more than 30% of the gross pay on a mortgage burden.
Right.
You don't listen, if you're a first-time home buyer and you fall in love with this particular piece of property and you're trying to rationalize how many extra hours of overtime you're going to have to work to squeeze it, to make it work, what you're going to have to sell, what second job you're going to have to get, you know, what third job your wife's going to have to get, I would encourage you don't do that. There's nothing worse than being a slave to that mortgage payment, and it's hanging over your head at work. It's hanging over your head when you're laying down in bed at night. It's hanging over your head when you're in the backyard trying to swim and relax.
That perfect house suddenly becomes not so perfect real quick.
It's a complete burden if we've extended ourselves too far. And if you've done that right from the start, and we don't want to see anybody else do that either, it doesn't do any good for anybody to get you into a house that is outside of your budget. It's just there. You don't enjoy the home. You don't enjoy anything about it. And then, frankly, coming home, if you've got that kind of burden, you're not happy to come home. It's because that's the whole problem.
And eventually, if you're in a home long enough, you're going to get hit with a substantial fee. Air conditioning replacement, that could be up to 10 grand. Plumbing leak, replacing in other appliances. I mean, if you're already stretched so thin, you can't put any kind of contingency fund together. Man, you're going to be in a really big bind when something breaks.
Right, it's right, Romy. And so the idea behind the 30% of your gross monthly income is what you're doing then is you're leaving room for taxes. You're leaving room for food and entertainment. You're leaving room for savings. You're leaving room for an auto loan or student loans or whatever other expenses that you might have with it. There's room for all of that without extending your budget too much. So maybe you don't have an auto loan right now, and so you take that extra money and push yourself on the house payment. Well, no, we don't want you to do that, because when your car breaks, or if you find yourself in the position that you do have to finance a vehicle, just as an example, later, then you don't want to be in the position that you're choosing between, well, do I get a new car or do I keep my house? We need to be able to do both.
Don't want to live under that kind of anxiety. So that's the basic guideline for percentages of your budget. Now, I grew up in an era where you just couldn't get into a house if you didn't have a 20% down payment, And now that all changed in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and right up through today. What do I need to get into a home?
So, oftentimes, as little as zero down. When we talked to Raymond earlier about his VA loan, VA does not require a down payment. And so so if you have VA eligibility, VA is by far the way to go.
Okay.
There are also, for non-veterans, there are zero down programs. USDA offers a zero down, but the property needs to be in a rural area. As we get outside of the Phoenix metro area, then
the USDA is in the mortgage business.
The USDA guarantees certain mortgages.
I didn't know that.
They do. And the idea behind it is that the encourage home ownership out in the rural areas.
Okay.
And so that is something that the USDA, and that loan program is fantastic, actually.
Well, I've got John here, and he wants to know about a house in a rural area, or what used to be a rural area. I don't know that it is anymore. John calling from New River, Arizona. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rosie. Love your show, and thanks for having me. And I understand that I'm up in near 12th Street and Circle Mountain, and I guess you were a neighbor a few years ago.
About 20 years ago.
That, 25. Yeah,
that would be 80, yeah. 85. We're 85 yeah. through 88. We were at 12th Street and Circle Mountain.
Up on the side of the hill.
And I have three manufactured homes on the highest part of the mountain here. And the one I live in, that's my residence, and it's a manufactured home, and I just refinanced it at 3.7, and I also have a rental, a five-bedroom, which about a year ago I refinanced at 4.8. Now, the last item is I have a three-bedroom, 1,400-square-foot rental home, which is manufactured. Mortgage balance is only $100,000, and I am having a heck of a problem refinancing it. My interest rate is 5.7, and it's with Chase, and nobody wants to do anything. That's the last item that I have, and I'd love to do it to finish off everything. And I don't know what the deal is, but everybody says no manufactured homes, but I've refinanced two, one being a rental, and everybody said I couldn't do it, and now I want to do the final one if I can. And I'm wondering, I've got all kinds of details here, pristine credit and all that, but what do you think?
Okay. Okay, John. It is true for the combination of things that you have there, with it being manufactured and a rental property, that's probably the most difficult combination of loan scenario that we could come up with. A couple things that I want to look at. So the lender that did the refinance last year on your other rental, did they say that there's something different between this one that you're looking to do and the one you did last year?
They just said that they don't do it.
They stopped doing it after they had already done the one for you?
Well, it's Chase, so I don't know what to say about that, but they just don't do it. They did it in six on three of my homes, and I was able to get it through another bank on my primary and the other rental, and I'm way up on the mountaintop, acre and a half and all that, but this little three-bedroom, 1400, they just say they don't do it anymore.
That's going to be tougher.
Yeah, on the primary residence, that one, there's definitely options. On the rental property, there are less options. I get the other perspective. There are a couple things to look at. If we checked in with a manufactured home dealer, they may have referral sources for the financing on the manufactured homes. The other thing to look at, though, is whether or not it's actually worth it. You're going to pay a higher interest rate compared to normal stick-built homes if you're on a manufactured. It's going to have a higher rate than a stick-built.
The rates he was quoting, surprised me.
The rates he's got are the rates he refied to were very good. Rate he has is not bad. We may find in analyzing it that it really is not worth the cost anyway, so you might not be missing anything. What you have is pretty good.
John, we appreciate the call. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, it's Jeff, Scott, and Jason here on the topic of mortgages and what you might be able to do to improve your situation at your house. And we're also going to continue talking about the pre-qualification process. So for you first-time homebuyers, when we get back.